Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Sixers got two players, obviously, in the draft, one of whom, and the one that matters the most, is Edgecombe, something he said last night we'll get to shortly. Look, Phil's horrendous. I mean, Jody, let me just ask you question number two and then right to the phones, because we're doing five questions with the Mac Man. And, Jody, I don't know that there is an answer to this question that's a good answer, but I'm going to ask it to you because this is what Rob Thompson is tasked with. Until Bryce Harper comes back and until a trade is made, and we don't know that a trade will be made for an outfielder, maybe it will, maybe it won't, hopefully, but who knows. While this is your group, MacMan, question two, if you were Rob Thompson, what would you do about it?
There's not much you can do.
I agree. There's really not. I mean, we've talked about juggling the who leads off. I mean, you can, like, just never play Rojas.
It's funny that you went there. That's what I think I would do.
Just never play Rojas?
No.
Oh, what?
Put Schwarber back up at the top.
Really?
Yes.
Lead off?
Lead off.
All right.
Back
so
to lead off.
Even that, so it's not a knock on Trey, but you're just trying to configure it different?
Just trying to shake things up. And I don't even know that that would work because of shaking up or that because Schwarber would readjust and be good at it again. But again, just because they are in such a funk right now,
Wow. You
need to do something. You know Kyle Schwarber carries the line, and we'll get the call. Oh, he's not hitting three-run homers. He's hitting solo homers. Who cares? Get a run these days. I'll take a solo home run from Kyle Schwarber.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, we'll throw that to everyone listening. I mean, what would you do? We know, obviously, there's not much Rob Thompson can do with these guys. And if you want to say he can flip a table over to yell at them, I guess he can. But I don't think that makes Stott become better than he's, you know, showing. And I don't think it makes Castellanos play the way he did 5 years ago. And I don't think it makes JT play the way he did 5 years ago. The bottom line is the old players are declining and the young players are not. Inclining? They're not. Let's go to the phones. Gino in Northeast Philly. Hi, Gino.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Hey.
Terrific, Gino.
Before, I got a Sixers and a Phillies point, but I wanted to say, Joe, I saw you on the YouTube yesterday. You looked like you were having a good time at the Kelce thing.
Oh, that was a great event. I was going to talk about that. Yeah, so what did you notice with that event? You tell me, and then I'll give people more info.
The two biggest things I noticed was that, number one, I saw you emceeing. I saw Jason Kelce look like he was drinking a lot of beer. And Cooper DeJean looked like every girl in the place was following him around.
Let me tell you something, man.
Good gig.
Cooper DeJean's living a good life right now.
Yeah. You ain't kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
Yep. By the way, very competitive. I'll say this. He had two of the better moments yesterday. So what you saw was maybe the outdoor portion. Maybe, I don't know if it followed the indoor, but at a certain point we went from outdoor water games drinking water games.
Get it in, Jody,
indoor. Okay, so indoor was like other form of drinking games. And so Cooper DeJean had the best celebration moment. Sidney Brown and Cooper DeJean were dominating this thing as teammates. I mean, just dominating events. And they won a flip cup thing by one cup. And he was so excited. I think it was 22-21 in like 1 minute, you know, drinking these small little cups and then flipping them. And he was so excited when he won, he grabbed the table and just shook. I mean, all the beer went everywhere. Like, it went wild, which is going to be a great visual. I'm sure it's on social media somewhere. And then the other one, though, he then lost. You had to hit a hammer into a nail into a tree stump.
Oh,
and
that
he could not do it. He couldn't do it.
Wow.
And part of the problem was their nail got bent.
Mm.
So then he's like, first, you know, him and Sidney Brown are trying to like nail into a bent thing, and then they try to start pulling it, but like it he was so annoyed. It was very funny. But my point is that the really good thing is he's very, 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 very competitive, which of course is great for Vic Fangio and the Eagles.
But Joe, so can I just make two quick points about
sure.
the Phillies and the Sixers?
Please.
So
yeah.
the Phillies. You know, Joe, I know, all year I've been – like, I remember saying this to you when I called one time. I just had a hard time all year trying to believe in this team.
Yeah.
And it's just because I was worried about this happening. You know, it's – I mean, even if we get Harper back, you get to the playoffs, teams are going to do what the Mets did last year. They're going to pitch around Harper and Schwarber and make these other guys beat them. And they just can't do it, you know? And it's a shame because this is an all-time great pitching staff.
Yes, it is.
Starting pitching.
Yes, it is.
As far as the Sixers, I really like this Broom kid. He's a winner, you know? And I think we need more of that. You know, we're trying to develop a culture here. And, you know, he got hurt in that Elite Eight game against Michigan State. It looked like a really bad injury. And he came back in the second half. He played the final four game hurt. So, you know, I'm a fan. I just think the kid, I'm not saying, you know, he's going to be a stud in the NBA. But
right.
I just think those are the kind of guys you need on your team, guys that are winners, guys that have a winning mentality.
Well, it's a big part of it. There's no question. Major talent, though, is the major thing in the NBA. And I think unless Joel can answer the bell, they don't have the major talent. But they're building some pieces. And, you know, we'll see over time. Gino, give me an answer. For Adam Sandler tickets, by the way, today, a moment in a movie or a show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The character realizes something.
Okay. In 7, when Mills realizes his wife's head's in the box.
Oh, my God.
Oh, buddy.
That is a very good answer.
That could win.
That could win.
By the way, with Broom, we haven't mentioned yet who his coach was.
Smash!
Our guy Bruce Pearl.
That's right.
Just for the
opportunity. We haven't played that drop in a while.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to get it back in
the rotation.
Do you
remember that, Jody? So he was really aggravated one time. Was that halftime, James?
I think so. It was either halftime or postgame, but it was definitely like
let's hear it again. Smashed! And he's saying that his team was getting smashed?
We got smashed!
It was great.
Bruce Pearl is one of those coaches.
Totally.
Either you love him or you can't stand him.
Yeah, I love him.
Love him.
Did you see the video of him
with Cam Newton that was going around? He's got his shirt off at a game. Bruce Pearl, like, cheering with a bunch of people. And then, like, Cam Newton comes over and they're hanging out. He's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bruce Pearl. And here's one thing. He definitely makes sports fun, especially in college basketball where, you know, let's be real. Most people probably can't even name 7 college basketball coaches anymore. I mean, most people listening right now probably cannot name the Big 5 coaches. I mean, you might name one or two.
Absolutely not.
But, I mean, like, if you ask the average person just out there on the streets of Philadelphia, can you name all – first off, we actually have 6 of them now because Drexel's in. You know what I mean? Like, if you ask the average Philadelphia sports fan – forget the person's not a sports fan. Average sports fan. Name the 6 coaches in the Big 5. They might get 2 or 3. It's a shame.
And let me defend John Q. Public. They haven't merited it.
Well, the teams haven't been that good. It's not they don't have the personalities.
Grab the casual fans' attention by actually taking a run at a tournament bid in your conference or something like that. The big the City 6, the Big 5 have been pretty putrid the last three, four years.
Although, congrats to St. Joe's getting a kid drafted last night, high in the second round, which is awesome. I want to get to some Edgecombe audio, but before we do, let me read you something interesting. ESPN yesterday, there was reports. Ace Bailey. So let me read right from this. Leading up to the NBA draft, Ace Bailey's representatives informed a team drafting inside the top 5 they did not want the team to select the Rutgers wing and that he wouldn't report if it did.
Oh, come on.
My guess, James, honestly, because if you look at the teams, my guess is this was the Sixers, because if healthy, they do have the most talent.
Sure.
I mean, you know, the Sixers were a rare team in a top 5 where if they're actually healthy, they got a lot more than a typical top 5 team.
This kid has been given the worst advice. Maybe it's him. I don't know. But he has handled this whole process as horrendously as any prospect in recent years that I remember.
Oh, it's brutal. I mean,
it's been so bad.
Other than theoretically Shedeur Sanders, if he was that arrogant in pre-draft meetings. Because that took him down 5 rounds.
Yeah, but I don't think Shedeur was ever going in the first round. I think that was...
Yeah, but to a round 5 drop, that's a pretty...
He dropped far, but...
I think
he was overrated in the draft
process. He might have been. Anyway, Edgecombe was the guy, and possibly Edgecombe was the guy in part because the Sixers thought this guy wouldn't want to, the other guy, Bailey, wouldn't want to be here, and theoretically wouldn't show up. I don't quite buy it, but you never know. Listen, an entitled athlete, you never know where it goes. I mean, maybe he would not have shown up. What we know is Edgecombe certainly is showing up. He was on ESPN last night. So during the second round of the draft, Edgecombe was interviewed by the ESPN crew, which was a nice little, like, okay, cool, I'll take it, a little Edgecombe moment. And he was, you know, he was talking, and Jody, this, he sounds so wired to work. You know what I'm saying? He sounds so, I mean, those interviews two nights ago, Jody, when Edgecombe was, you know, with his mom and his dad and talking about the upbringing, and I admire him. And obviously we're all going to be rooting hard. What did you think of the Edgecombe pick, Jody?
Two years running, because McCain was the same thing when they drafted him.
Totally.
Said all the right things. I'm here to work.
Yeah.
No, I got a lot to do yet. Humility, which you always like. You want a little confidence mixed with humility.
Correct.
But both of them, I think, exhibited that after they were picked.
So
in
did
the
Maxie
interviews they did.
5 years ago. Same thing. Maxie was crying. And
5 years ago, I can't remember.
Well, no, believe it. No, the Maxie thing.
I remember last year.
All right, so
that's
listen.
About as far as my memory goes, Eddie.
Let's listen to Edgecombe. He was talking on ESPN last night.
Last night, your mom kept saying, we came from nothing. Mm-hmm. We came from nothing. How do you think having that humble beginning will help you as you go forth in the NBA?
Yeah, it will help me take everything. Don't take nothing for granted. You say that. I won't take anything for granted, man. Every penny counts. Every second on earth counts, to be honest. So, you know, just take nothing for granted, man. That was the main thing I might take away from this, knowing all the obstacles and adversity that we face. But we're here today, so that, you know, just credit to God for that.
Every answer he gives is the exact opposite of what Ben Simmons would have said. Every answer. It's 180 degrees opposite. Yeah. I mean, every single one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.